Sylvie Goyer has been working at the University of Montreal since 1974. Her involvement as a union delegate soon led to her participation on several committees, and in 1991 she became the chair or president of Local 1244. After her term as chair ended, Sylvie joined the Pay Equity Committee, and for more than 10 years she has served as the key resource person for pay equity, and this is the topic she's going to be speaking about today. It was a really long human rights struggle that they went through to achieve pay equity. Since this issue has been resolved, and she will explain how that came about, Sylvie has remained active on her local, on the local 1244 Pay Equity Committee, and they're pursuing further accomplishments under the Quebec pay equity law. She has three sons and lives in Montreal, and I'm going to pass it over to Sylvie.
Good morning. Thank you for coming this morning in such a great number. Ella, first of all, I have three kids, three sons. Well, they're quite big now. They're no longer little kids. I've been working at the university since 74. I had them when I was young. So the youngest one is 25, and the oldest is 29. So they're pretty big. And now I had a lot of challenges. First of all, to raise these kids, and then, of course, to talk about justice between men and women. And this might have been the greatest challenge of my life. Of course, with this question of wage equity. So my kids are sick of me talking about it, and they will certainly never discriminate against women. If they ever do it or see it, they certainly won't talk to me about it because they know my response. Now, this question in Montreal began, like everybody else, in the 70s. In the 70s, we started to wake up to the fact that women's work, if you will, where we wanted compassion, it was less well paid than men's work. Men, you know, they worked with the tools and carried things, and they were big and strong, and we worked in human sectors. Now, in the whole union movement, we said, this has got to stop. It is a fundamental, basic law that we need justice here. This is not a cherry on the top of the sundae. This is essential. So I get into the union movement, and right away I jump right into this question, and I see that it wasn't complicated at all. It was easy to see that in the wage system, in the salary systems, and the way the employees acted, they wanted to maintain discrimination. They even encouraged discrimination. So when we started to talk about this, our first meeting with the union rep said, don't worry about it, ladies, we'll sort this out. We'll take into account the fact that the secretaries are working with computers. And we said, whoa, les motards, stop this. Not only working with union with computers, they thought that they'd start to sort this out right away and give us a nice Christmas present. So we saw right away that this was ridiculous, that this could not continue like this, and that we certainly did not need a BA and a doctorate to know that there was a problem here. Especially, we were in a university. Hey, when the women workers started talking about wage equity to the professors, these eminent professors, we see that there's a problem. These guys couldn't see anything. So all of the members in Local 1244, about 2,000 members in our local, big union, and we represent, you know, secretaries, library, people in the libraries, the library technicians, people in the lab, cafeteria workers. We have a lot of people working in different fields in the university. And most of these people are women. Now, in these jobs, there are certainly men, of course. There are men in the lab, there are men in the library, there are men in the cafeteria, for sure. But most of our members are women doing what was called at the time women's work. Now, when we started calculating and looking into the value of the various women's jobs compared to men's jobs, and we compared the salaries, we had a big, big surprise. And we said, oh boy, it's not complicated. It's very simple. You don't have to be an Einstein to figure this out. It was irrefutably true that, well, every year, about 80 cents an hour was the difference between men and women working in these jobs. So then we started to do the work.
Existing back then in Quebec, that was about in 1996, a complaint was filed with the commission. There was still no law regarding wage equity. So the university tried for as long as possible to say that we were not, this was not right. But we won every time. They dragged us before the tribunal, so we always won. Four times. We were before various committees. It went up to the appeals court. So the members of 1244 always had this willingness to wage the battle. Recently, we had another battle which said, step by step, we'll win. And this is how we managed to win. This was vital in this victory. When we went before the Human Rights Commission and we had witnesses, well, then the university says, oh, they're really serious. But in the meantime, there were changes in the management of the university. I'm convinced that it takes a political will when you want to handle wage equity issues. And we noticed that Mr. Harper doesn't have that willingness. But in the university, they heard us. We were all over the place. We never stopped relentlessly for 10 years. Every time there was an important event, we were there demanding a right to wage equity. So we had new managers at the university, so they really took notice of us. They said we would never stop. In 93, we even had a strike where one of the major issues was job equity, wage equity. So in 2008, university had tried by all means to stop us, to speak before the courts. So this is when they decided to really talk to us. We couldn't believe it. We said, oh my God, we're going to come before them and we're going to be on the brinks of settling and it's going to fall. No, we continued and we came up with an original way of settling this issue. We got $15 million for 2,000 persons. Out of that $15 million, everybody who had a job between 1996 and the year 2001, that was holding a female job, as they say, they were awarded thousands of dollars. And we also noticed that in terms of job equity, it was not fair. I'll show you the gap. When you had a male job, this is your classification. When you had a female sort of job, whoops, you'd already go way up there. There was no levels. When you were at you would start at $15, then you get $15, 50 cents, then the following year, $16. So the university also accepted to pay the difference in wages for all those that had been penalized, and everybody reached the maximum level. It did cost them a lot of money, but we also got that. So we got the $1 an hour extra for all those hours work plus the classification, which was raised for us. All in all, it cost the university $15 million. And our most important victory, well, I must admit that some people no longer believed in it, but they were still following us. They'd say, oh my God, aren't they crazy, these women there talking about this? They've been waging that battle for 10 years. But yes, maybe we were a bit crazy to have all these people following us. Of course, we had newcomers, people that left the university. Some of them even passed away. or they went to retirement. But throughout that period, people were determined. We didn't want to let go. We didn't even think about setting that aside. So this was the number one priority of the union for all those years, and the employer was well aware of that. So we were ready to go before a tribunal at any time. We had an equity committee that was just fantastic. We always had people on that committee, but in the last few years, it was so important. Oh my God, I only have like a minute. Oh, all right, I'll speed up. So just to let you know that we had a great number of us. We had Annick Desjardins, Dominique Delorme from QP, that they've always been there supporting us, even when we had male colleagues who say, aren't they crazy, these women, to want equity? It was a great victory, but we haven't stopped because we have a law here in Quebec regarding job equity. And as of 2001, because as I said, it was settled for $15 million between 96 and 2001. But for 2001, we filed a new request in view of this law. But since we had this great victory, it did change the relationship between us and the employer. And my hope is that you all experience such a feeling of solidarity. We went through so many things. We cried together. We laughed. There's no emotions that we didn't live together. But the best thing is when we showed this to the members of 1244. They greeted us in such a fantastic way. I really sincerely hope that you all experience this. This is a gain, is a fundamental gain, and we had it up to here because we were being treated as inferior workers. So thank you.